question.
With your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Autistic brain cells flexible at taking on risk. The brains of children with autism are relatively inflexible at switching from rest to task performance, according to a new brain imaging study from the Stanford University School of Medicine. Instead of changing to accommodate a job, connectivity in key brain networks of autistic children looks similar to connectivity in the resting brain. And with the greater inflexibility, the children's manifestations of repetitive and restricted behaviors that characterize autism are more severe. The study, published in Cerebral Cortex, found that in autism, connectivity in these networks that can be seen on fMRI scans is fairly similar regardless of whether the brain is at rest or performing a task. In contrast, typically developing children have a larger shift in brain connectivity when they perform tasks. The findings may help researchers evaluate the effects of different autism therapies. Learning the smell of fear. Mothers teach babies their own fears via odor. Babies can learn what to fear in the first days of life just by smelling the odor of their distressed mothers, new research suggests. And not just natural fears. If a mother experienced something before pregnancy that made her fear something specific, her baby will quickly learn to fear it too, through the odor she gives off when she feels fear. In a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a team of University of Michigan Medical School and New York University researchers report how they pinpointed the specific area of the brain where this fear transmission takes root in the earliest days of life. Their findings in animals may help explain how a mother's traumatic experience can affect her children, even when it happened long before they were born. Most importantly, these maternal transmitted memories are long-lived, whereas other types of infant learning, if not repeated, rapidly perish. The rest of your Superhuman News update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trinadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trinadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trinadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off. Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. The bit of your brain that signals how bad things could be. An evolutionarily ancient and tiny part of the brain tracks expectations about nasty events, finds new UCL research. The study published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences demonstrates for the first time that the human habenula, half the size of a pea, tracks predictions about negative events, like painful electric shocks, suggesting a role in learning from bad experiences. The habenula tracks our experiences, responding more the worse something is expected to be, says senior author Dr. Jonathan Reusser of the UCL Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience. For example, the habenula responds much more strongly when an electric shock is almost certain and when it's unlikely. In this study, we show that the habenula doesn't express whether something leads to negative events or not. It signals quite how much bad outcomes are expected. Study suggests both high physical activity and less sitting in leisure time may be required to substantially reduce risk of obesity. New research published in Diabetologia, The Journal of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes suggests that both higher levels of physical activity and lower levels of sitting and leisure time may be required to substantially reduce the risk of obesity. Physical activity and sitting time are two common lifestyle-related behaviors associated with obesity and metabolic health, as well as with chronic diseases. The duration of moderate and vigorous physical activity and of leisure time sitting was assessed between 1997 and 1999 among 3,670 participants from the Whitehall II cohort study of British government employees. The researchers found that physical activity, but not leisure time sitting, was associated with becoming obese. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase four jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHRT. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means I'm in the studio with Rob Regish. How are you doing, Rob? Uh-oh. Rob, did we lose you again? We're having some trouble with Rob Regish today. We keep losing him. Let's see if he answers this time. The technology forefront. In the meantime, we're going to have Will Fleming on during the second hour to talk about Olympic lifting for speed, power, and strength. In the meantime, we're going to have to probably get Rob Regish on a phone line here today. Hold on a second. Stay tight. One ringy dingy. Answer your phone, Rob. Two ringy dingy. We want to do the blueprint power. Okay, hold on. Stay tight. Hold on. Okay. Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way today, okay? Instead of fooling around with
the there's always a way.
Okay. Where there's a will, there's a way, right, Rob?
You got it.
And where there's a will, there's a blueprint.
There you go.
Let's get right to it. Mark Hartman says, I can't recall which episode it was, but you mentioned stacking something with creatine that improved intra-set recovery. I don't have much time to train, so I rest very little in between sets, no more than a minute, and often far less. I'm not doing high reps either. I go as heavy as I can, running 3 to 5 reps over at least 5 working sets, sometimes more. I've used beta-alanine, but it took weeks to show up in the gym. You said this stuff worked instantly, as in noticeable the very first workout. What was it?
Well, he's talking about IP6 or inositol hexaphosphate. You'll see it show up in Google searches as a cancer treatment.
Really?
For our purposes, yeah, it has quite a bit and some fairly impressive studies as an anti-cancer agent.
Wow.
But for our purposes, athletes use it as a source of phosphates when stacking with creatine, and time after time, changes in intracellular phosphate levels have shown, dramatic improvements. So there are many mechanisms of action. that have been proposed. But to my mind, increased red blood cell count and the squelching of lactic acid are at the top of the list. Unlike baking soda, it won't cause gastrointestinal distress, and you don't need a lot of it. You know, maybe 3 to 5 grams with an equal amount of creatine. And unlike beta-alanine, which takes weeks to reach saturation, IP6 has an acute or immediate effect, much like baking soda.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tremendous. I'll never forget the first time I used it. It made a noticeable difference. So, you know, there you have it, Mark. Try it and write me after one of your workouts. You'll notice far less burning and lactic acid buildup as the set progresses. And you'll be able to knock off more reps in the same unit of time.
Dan Rollins says, just received a bulk shipment of glycerol mono. Can I add this and creatine to the drink? And the drink meaning the drink that you did the webinar on, right?
Yeah, the drink he's referring to is a muscle gain fat loss concoction that I did on the webinar recently, a few weeks back. As to your question, Dan, you definitely would not want to add either of these items, glycerol or creatine. Here's why. High GI foods, those over 70, raise your blood sugar and insulin levels quickly. Low GI foods, on the other hand, and beverages, usually rank 55 or below. The GI of this drink in question stands at 46, depending upon which protein source you use. Since we know higher insulin levels drive more creatine into the muscle, it's a no-go for that reason. Likewise, glycerol has a negligible effect on blood sugar, so I wouldn't add that either. Where it does shine is pre-workout, pre-event, if you will, and social engagements like the beach or the pool. The benefits of holding water, more water in the muscle when weight training should be obvious. Ditto for any event where you need to stay well hydrated. As for the beach, glycerin, and to a lesser extent, glycerol monostearate, exerts some pretty profound cosmetic effects because it pulls water from beneath the skin and into the muscle. If you're already lean, it creates almost a shrink wrap effect. And a lot of guys use it before bed to prevent those, you know, those pesky nighttime bathroom visits. Just make sure to practice dosing it, and you're looking to gauge how much time to onset and then duration of action before it wears off, so that you need, you know, when you need it, you'll have it dialed in.
Women don't like any type of water weight, even if it's in muscle, but they're the ones who could benefit from this as well, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, if you are already lean, glycerol will bring out an incredible amount of vascularity.
Right.
And I first noticed this. I was on vacation, and I took some before breakfast out on the Cape, and I had both elbows up on the table, and my wife at the time looked at me. She says, "You look like your veins are going to explode." And then I took a look at them, and I said, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's cheap. You know, it's not an expensive supplement.
Our good friend Amit Ram, all the way from Israel, says, I still have 2 packages of now essential 9 amino acids. How would you integrate them with Synthogen?
Well, first things first, Amit, props to you for investing in 2 of the best products on the market. You literally can't go wrong with either. Now, having said that, here's how I would approach using both. On training days, I would use Synthogen as I typically recommend, 5 caps before, 5 halfway through, and 5 after. Adding more essential aminos doesn't help nor hurt in my experience. And yes, I tried it with that very same product. I took an additional 30 grams, 10 grams each time, you know, 10 pre, during, and post.
Right.
It didn't seem to register either way. A much better approach would be to use those now essential aminos on your off days, because in 2.0, I lay out 2 different amino acid loading protocols. It's the second that I'll focus on here. For 3 days, dose 5 to 10 grams of essential aminos every 3 waking hours. All right, so for the average person, that's going to be anywhere between 25 and 50 grams a day. For the next 3 days, discontinue. No essential aminos, unless it happens to fall on the training day. In that case, take your Synthogen, but no more. The theory is that by flooding large amounts of aminos into the bloodstream, the brain is tricked into thinking that's muscle tissue being broken down. It then upregulates every piece of muscle machinery it has in an effort to halt the perceived breakdown. Now, obviously, you can't fool the body for long, which is why we cycle it 3 days on, 3 days off. I'm unaware if this type of thing has been studied before, but the people that have tried it always come back to me with, you know, nothing but five-star reviews.
All right, let's do this. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. We're going to take a break, and we have a question from Aaron Runnels when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two, we don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We have a listener in Saskatchewan right now. And I'd love to know who you are. If you're not a friend of mine on Facebook, please friend me. I love it when I see we get deep, deep into Canada with our broadcast. Really excites me.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, cool. You know, that's the beauty of internet radio. I mean, I can get a little blip on the map that tells me general proximity. I can't see where the person lives, but I can see, like, within a 50-mile radius. And this person lives somewhere near North Battleford, Saskatchewan.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty cool. I love this stuff. Technology is wonderful when it works. All right, so Rob, real quick, you wanted to plug something about the Blueprint Army before we move on, right?
Yeah, there are just 2 days left, end of this month, where if you're interested in signing up for the Blueprint Army, you can do so at deeply discounted rates. And if you're interested, CoachRobRegish.com, scroll over to the right and select the Blueprint Army tab. It shows you everything that you get, and it is considerable. Carl, you've seen the vault.
Yeah.
You know, I continue to get comments from guys that just signed up that said they never understood exactly how much information was out there, both written and verbal, in one place. So, a lot of them have already put that into practice, and they're gaining. So couldn't be happier.
This is a good question because I recently started paying attention to my abs again. Aaron Rennell says, I'm really confused about training my abs, everything from the exercises, gadgets, etc. Can you help?
Well, the truth is abs respond to training like any other muscle group.
And you know what, Rob? I got to stop you right there. You are so spot on with this, right? I have a friend who says he does 600 crunches every session. And I'm like, add some weight and go to failure once in a while. You know, your abs are like every other muscle in your body.
Yeah, I mean, they respond and they require overload. And as you just mentioned, the most popular ab exercise is the crunch, which I consider next to useless. If I had to pick one exercise, it would be the hanging leg raise.
Yeah.
It's a parallel. Now, I am not talking about the bastardized hybrid, you know, bring your knees up to your chest stuff that you see in gyms today. This is the real deal. Hanging from a chin-up bar, perfectly still, and with your feet together, slowly raise your legs to parallel with your toes pointed away from you. You pause at the top. 2-second pause is what I use, and lower to the start position. Repeat. Now, it sounds easy. But 2 sets of 20 is beyond the reach of almost every gym rat that I know. Adding weight is simple. Even a light dumbbell held between your feet adds a lot of resistance due to the fact it's arc away from the body, right? It's the further away it is, the more it's going to, you know, really weigh, or at least feel like it. I generally detest machines, but the Cybex or Universal Ab Crunch machine can be useful here.
Yeah.
I do static holds on these. 2 such holds with a maximal weight for 5 to 7 seconds. rest at least 5 minutes in between sets and repeat.
That's a good point because the ab muscles don't recover as quick as other muscles.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll need a partner to get you into the fully contracted position. But in a few weeks of performing those static holds, it's going to convince you. The statics, by and large, seem custom-made, not for everything, but for some muscle groups.
Abs, calves, biceps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, now, finally, there's an old saying in our business. It goes like this. Abs are made in the kitchen, and I couldn't agree more. The above exercises will strengthen your abs, but if you really want to see them, it's what, how often, and when you eat that's going to dictate that. So I hope that helps. They're my toughest muscle group to quote unquote see. I'm strong as hell in the midsection, but I don't know, that's where my body just hangs on to fat.
Well, I started training abs again. I used to train abs. Last time I trained abs was when I was living in Phoenix, so that's quite a few years ago. And so Elisa trains abs, and she has this a giant set that she does. So we do the machine crunches, universal machine crunches, and I use half the stack, and I generally get between 12, 13, and 14 reps the first set, and then progressively less because I don't rest long enough. But then we move right from that to a bench crunch, but it's the bench crunch where you hold your upper body up, so your upper body and legs are coming together like a jackknife, okay?
Yeah.
And then that's followed by inchworms with the wheel. So we're hitting the upper abs with the machine, the lower abs with the bench crunch, and then the entire abdominal complex in the plane in which it's designed to work. Remember, the goal of the abdominal muscles is to keep the spine from hyperextending. Okay, from keeping you folding in half backwards. That's the purpose of the. So by doing those inchworms last, you enlist both upper portion and lower portion of the abs, but in the plane that they were designed to be the strongest. And I'll tell you something. After four sets of those, my abs were sore the next 2 days, and I can't remember the last time my abs were sore.
Yeah, honorable mention here goes to standing ab crunches, and for this you're facing backwards, let's say, on a cable crossover machine.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, the ropes behind your head. And from a standing position, crunch as far as you can forward, right, all the way down. Now, you're not going to be able to overload as much on that movement, but think about it. Your abs are typically maximally engaged on squats and deadlifts,
right,
where your feet are on the ground. Can't say that about a lot of the other.
And that's another. And that's another thing. If you're squatting heavy, your abs are working because that's the front portion of the column that is keeping you from collapsing under the weight of the bar.
Amen.
People don't think about it. You know what I mean? Wade talks about this all the time. We have to take a break. When we come back, we've got a question from Dan Ames. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The reason this government loves Monsanto, because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money to be our allies.
The war against Monsanto continues.
And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
At the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Will Fleming. He is an expert at teaching people Olympic lifting. And we've got some really exciting things to talk about. Not the least of is, if you want a better squat, a better deadlift, a better snatch, you better learn how to breathe right. We're going to cover that topic too. Right now we're talking with Rob Regish. We have a question from Dan Ames. He says, I've been toying with high-dose amino acids while fasting. Most taste god-awful, which makes taking the required amount difficult. Is there one particular that you recommend? P.S. I've resigned myself to the fact they all taste terrible. Yes, they do. Unless you have lots of artificial flavors and sweeteners in them.
Well, there's one exception. And I went way in depth for my Blueprint Bulletin guys on this just recently. I'm talking about glycine. Not only is it anti-catabolic and boosts GH, it is easy on the taste buds. It actually tastes sweet. It's also easy on the wallet. I found a whole pound of the stuff for my subscribers for under $20. So here's the short list of its benefits. It elevates growth hormone. It increases endogenous creatine production. It helps repair joints and other soft tissues. It acts as an anti-catabolic, which is ideal for those using intermittent fasting type diets. And although a lot of the early research revolved around glycine's ability to increase strength, more recent studies have documented that, yes, oral glycine does, in fact, raise growth hormone in humans. And that's an important point because a lot of these aminos that show dazzling, you know, they do dazzling things in the research, they're injected, not this stuff. Other studies show glycine has impressive effects on work strength and workload capacity. Several showed females experiencing a 22% increase and men a 32% increase in cycloergometry workloads after ingesting 5 to 12 grams a day.
That's significant.
In the most recent study, and this was done just June 2014, scientists in Australia administered 1 gram of glycine per kilogram of body weight to rats. Now, when you do the math, the human equivalent is 7 to 10 grams a day. Results showed glycine inhibited the activity of certain catabolic genes in the muscles. And the researchers then repeated that experiment with the aminos alanine and citrulline, neither of which stopped muscle breakdown, which was interesting to me. Here's the bottom line. Given multiple studies done over many decades by different research groups and for the money, I can't think of a more worthwhile experiment than glycine, right? Especially if you're on a warrior type diet, some intermittent fasting type diet, et cetera. If you are in your game, I would suggest 10 grams a day split into two doses, 2 5-gram doses. Make sure to do this on an empty stomach. One, 30 minutes before training, and the other, 5 grams just prior to sleep. So I hope that helps. It really is an economical. And it gets overlooked. It really does.
Well, and I want to mention something. We had a sponsor for a while, True Iron Nutrition. They have, according to Elisa, the best tasting all natural essential amino acid blend. They use stevia to sweeten it. So you may want to check out True Iron Nutrition as well if you're interested in an essential amino acid blend. Mike Bonavita says, I'm sorry.
Are they linked up on your page?
They used to be, but you could just go to Facebook or Google True Iron Nutrition and you'll find it. I think it's called Amino 411. Mike Bonavita says, I'm 15 and just started training. I applaud you already. 6 feet tall, but only 150 pounds. Excited to get into it. Did you see the latest study on arachidonic acid? And what about HMB free acid? We all know creatine works. It seems like we're getting closer to steroids every single day. What else do I need to get me to Gainesville? Eat a lot. Lift and eat a lot. You're an anabolic machine right now. You don't even need these supplements. Just eat a lot.
Well, you know, the first thing Mike's referring to, it's a recent paper published on arachidonic acid. Subjects took 1,500 milligrams a day. They trained vigorously, and in 60 days, they put on 3.3 pounds of muscle. Now, with creatine, it's not unusual for a first-time user to put on 5, sometimes even 10 pounds, all in the muscle. Now, as far as HMB-free acid goes, subjects in that one study gained 15 pounds of muscle and lost 10 pounds of fat in 12 weeks. With that out of the way, Mike, I'm going to give you some tough love. You don't need arachidonic acid, HMB, or creatine right now.
Right.
You need a squat rack. You need a squat rack. You need a blender and a copy of Super Squats, like Randall J. Strawson. Even assuming the best-case scenario for the supps mentioned, you gain 28 pounds of lean body mass. Now, that's nothing to sneeze at, but it's chump change compared to what you can do without them. And let me give you an example. At 15, I was 6 feet two, or 6 feet even.
As well, right.
But you actually have me in the weight department because I was a 143. Now, it took 10 years and a lot of sacrifice, but I made it to 252. And while it may not have all been muscle, that's a 109-pound gain. Let's say, though, for example, just half of that was muscle. That's nearly 55 pounds of beef added to your frame. So the next time you're in the supermarket, load your cart up with 55 pounds of beef. That puts things in perspective for people. Now, for the record, I use, formulate, and believe in supplements, but they're not a requirement in getting to Gainesville. This goes for anyone in Mike's shoes that's open to the help. If you go to CoachRobRegish.com, you can pick up a copy of the Blueprint 2.0 for $7. And the information in there as to the training and the diet that I just spoke of will take you a long, long way. Yeah. The 20-rep squat program, or a variation of it, actually is in there.
You know what? And you've got to eat. This is something a good friend of mine came to me. His son went to football camp this year. He wanted to put on some weight. He was eating enough protein, but he just wasn't eating enough calories. Dr. Brad Schoenfeld talked about it yesterday. You're not going to add muscle unless you are in a caloric overload. You have to be eating more calories than your body needs to operate on a day-to-day basis. One of the easiest ways to add calories, if you're already eating enough protein and you're getting enough carbs where you feel adequate levels of energy every single day, the easiest thing to do is to add 2 tablespoons of coconut oil per meal, 3 to 5 meals a day. And that will, that alone will add almost 1,000 calories to your diet in a day if you're doing it across 5 meals. So you need calories, man. That's what you need. Your body is a muscle building machine right now. Just ride the wave and eat.
Nothing is more powerful than your own biologically perfect testosterone and GH at that age.
Well, nothing is more anabolic than a meal. Listen, you know what? If you do 2 grams of testosterone a week, but you eat under the calories you need, you're not going to put on any muscle.
That's true.
That's it. If you don't have the building blocks, the body doesn't build.
You can think of calories as cement. It's that simple. If the worker bees don't have the extra cement, they're not going to build the new muscle.
That's it. That's it. And on that note, we're going to take a break so you can go get something to eat. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just
like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Weigh Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best Whey Isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition and Carl recommends today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. The blueprint tip of the day. Better than ever, protecting your skin from the inside out. Canthaxanthin.
Yeah, it is now late July, which means at least up here we've got another month, maybe two, of strong sunshine. But as the title says, better late than never. I wanted to talk about canthaxanthin for a couple of reasons. First of all, we all know that those of us who partake in training like to look good, and the tan comes along with that. But having said that, there are clearly risks associated with it. So today, I wanted to talk about steps you can take to mitigate that risk. Canthaxanthin is a well-studied carotenoid. It is widely distributed throughout nature. There are biological pigments that are both the coloring of, or they cover living organisms, and they're necessary molecules needed for important metabolic reactions. You'll see them in everything from marine invertebrates to brightly colored feathers of tropical birds. They are potent antioxidants that protect plants from damage caused by singlet and triplet oxygen from those ultraviolet rays. They're also free radical scavengers. The carotenoids, if you look at it in total, they consist of two main groups, the carotenes and the xanthophylls. Beta carotene, which nearly everyone is familiar with, is the most common carotene. Canthaxanthin, on the other hand, is a xanthophyll. A difference worth noting, because beta carotene converts to vitamin A. Canthaxanthin, as well as all xanthophylls, do not convert to any extent to vitamin A. It's a common misconception. While beta-carotene is a yellow-orange carotenoid, canthaxanthin is a deep red-brown or brown color. Thus, when it builds up in your skin, you see a much darker reddish-brown type color. And once you're loaded, canthaxanthin will enhance a tan 2 to 3-fold by my count. In practice, you have to lay in the sun or in a tanning booth much less to get the required tan. And I'm not one of those guys that likes to lay out there and just get, you know, baked and sweat all day long just to get a little tan. Are there any side effects to using it? Yes, but they're usually harmless because the body expels excess amounts that aren't assimilated. It turns your stool a reddish color. But that can be solved, too, by taking it with food and backing off on the dose. The neat thing about Kentacentin is that it not only makes your skin appear tan, right? When your skin has very little melanin in it, it changes its color when ultraviolet light hits it. And that changed color is darker and a deeper bronze. So like wine that becomes better with age, Kentacentin becomes better with ultraviolet light. So if there's anybody that's interested in it that thinks they're just going to take it and stay out of the sun, you'll see a little bit of coloring if you take enough. But my God, please, just a little bit of ultraviolet light is going to make you a believer. And maybe most importantly, ditch the sunscreen and load up on Kentacentin and other antioxidants. I know that's hearsay, but the fact of the matter is there is more evidence that I've seen that sunscreen causes cancer than it does protects it. Yeah. And Kentacentin is an example of protection from the inside out, which always trumps protection from the outside in.
You know, there are companies out there that sell antioxidant blends based on the carotenoids deposited in the skin. That's how they assess whether or not you're taking enough antioxidants. Clearly, Kentacentin gets into the skin and does what needs to be done to protect the skin as well from a lot of the damaging effects of UV light, which is the reason you're laying in the sun in the first place, to catch as much UV as you can to change the color of your skin. So it seems to me that it's actually the perfect complement of helping you tan while protecting your skin against the damaging effects of tanning.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. I'm of Eastern European descent, and I'm normally white as a gallon of milk. When I use this stuff, I can lay out for hours and hours all day with nothing on, and I do not burn, I do not peel, I just tan. And the way I go about it is this. A lot of people are in a hurry to get a tan, so they'll load the first bottle at 4, sometimes 6, or even 8 capsules a day. I take the opposite approach. You know, starting in May, I'll begin with just 2 capsules a day, one in the AM and one in the PM with food, and let it slowly build into my system. And a 4-pack, which is what I usually buy, lasts all summer and into the fall. And I wish I knew about the stuff sooner, because when I was in high school, I was your typical, you know, vain kid. And I went to tanning. I can tell you, I got burned quite a bit.
Huh.
I wish I knew about this stuff back then. Now, one word of caution. There is a lot of cut-rate Kentacentin on the market, and I know this because a friend of mine is allergic to one of those food coloring dyes, FD&C, whatever.
Right.
He had been using X brand of Kentacentin, no problem, and he got a new batch in. Well, shortly after taking it, he broke out. He got a real bad allergic reaction. I called the company up, and they finally fessed up to it. They're like, yeah, you know, we're including it now to,
well, you know what else, Sue? I'll tell you something else. It's not just Kentacentin that they're doing this to. If you're buying your beef or your salmon at a grocery store, like a big chain like Kroger's. I was in Kroger's it was probably about 5 or 6 months ago that I happened to be walking through Kroger's to get cleaning supplies. And I looked at the meat case where they have the meat and then another showcase where they have the salmon. And I looked at the beef and the marbled fat of the beef had like a red cast to it. And I said to the guy, you guys use dye on the beef? And he goes, I don't know about that. He goes, I think they do to make it redder. He goes, but I know that they feed the salmon, the farm-raised salmon, carotenoids. They feed them beta-carotene to make the meat redder. And so, you know, you've got companies out there now that I'm sure are using USDA or FDA-approved food dyes on things that never had food dye on them before, like meat and fish.
Yeah.
So it's happening more and more.
Yeah. Yeah, to make them visually more appealing.
Yeah, because so. And you know what? People are stupid. People, it's like we need to stop looking at food. Like when you go to the farmer's market and you pick up that apple that has a crusty dimple in it and put it back, that's the way apples grow sometimes. And if they're organic and they're not sprayed with anything and they're growing naturally the way apples grow, sometimes they look a little beat up. Those are still good apples. Don't put them back, because what ends up happening is the guys who are trying to sell the organic apples at the farmer's market give in and they go, well, I guess you got to spray stuff because people don't want to eat the stuff that looks slightly imperfect or blemished.
Yeah, very true.
So, where it starts. It starts with people's attitudes about what food should look like and what makes appealing food. And that drives whether or not they start putting dyes in beef and fish and everything else. It's terrible. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. We're coming to the end of the interview. Let's go ahead and plug a couple things. First of all, you have a sale right now with Synthogen, right?
Tranquilogen.
I'm sorry, I did that last time too. Tranquilogen, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Synthogen's little brother. Synthogen's calm little brother. How about that, right?
It's Dave. If you go to CoachRobRegis.com, you can click on the Tranquilogen bottle, and when you get to the order form, you enter the following, 15 off for TQ. That gets you 15% off, which is a hell of a deal, and it'll allow you to see exactly what it can do for you. I've also been told that if you're ordering something else, like Synthogen or whatever, they're going to put a 6-capsule Tranquilogen sampler pack in there for you.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So,
Rob, thanks so much for putting so much effort into answering listener questions, and we will see you next Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for having
me,
Carol.
Stay tuned. We're going to take a break. We've got news at the top of the hour, and then we'll be joined by Will Fleming to talk about Olympic lifting to improve your strength, power, and speed. And we're going to do a special segment discussion on breathing to a new PR. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
With your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Autistic brain cells flexible at taking on risk. The brains of children with autism are relatively inflexible at switching from rest to task performance, according to a new brain imaging study from the Stanford University School of Medicine. Instead of changing to accommodate a job, connectivity in key brain networks of autistic children looks similar to connectivity in the resting brain. And with the greater inflexibility, the children's manifestations of repetitive and restrictive behaviors that characterize autism are more severe. The study, published in Cerebral Cortex, found that in autism, connectivity in these networks that can be seen on fMRI scans
is fairly similar regardless of whether the brain is at rest or performing a task. In contrast, typically developing children have a larger shift in brain connectivity when they perform tasks. The findings may help researchers evaluate the effects of different autism therapies. Learning the smell of fear. Mothers teach babies their own fears via odor. Babies can learn what to fear in the first days of life just by smelling the odor of their distressed mothers, new research suggests. And not just natural fears. If a mother experienced something before pregnancy that made her fear something specific, her baby will quickly learn to fear it too, through the odor she gives off when she feels fear. In a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a team of University of Michigan Medical School and New York University researchers report how they pinpointed the specific area of the brain where this fear transmission takes root in the earliest days of life. Their findings in animals may help explain how a mother's traumatic experience can affect her children, even when it happened long before they were born. Most importantly, these maternal transmitted memories are long-lived, whereas other types of infant learning, if not repeated, rapidly perish. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. The bit of your brain that signals how bad things could be. An evolutionarily ancient and tiny part of the brain tracks expectations about nasty events, finds new UCL research. The study published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences demonstrates for the first time that the human habenula, half the size of a pea, tracks predictions about negative events, like painful electric shocks, suggesting a role in learning from bad experiences. The habenula tracks our experiences, responding more the worse something is expected to be, says senior author Dr. Jonathan Reusser of the UCL Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience. For example, the habenula responds much more strongly when an electric shock is almost certain than when it's unlikely. In this study, we show that the habenula doesn't express whether something leads to negative events or not. It signals quite how much bad outcomes are expected. Studies suggest both high physical activity and less sitting in leisure time may be required to substantially reduce risk of obesity. New research published in Diabetologia, the journal of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes, suggests that both higher levels of physical activity and lower levels of sitting in leisure time may be required to substantially reduce the risk of obesity. Physical activity and sitting time are two common lifestyle-related behaviors associated with obesity and metabolic health, as well as with chronic diseases. The duration of moderate and vigorous physical activity and of leisure time sitting was assessed between 1997 and 1999 among 3,670 participants from the Whitehall 2 cohort study of British government employees. The researchers found that physical activity, but not leisure time sitting, was associated with becoming obese. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Rammstein seems appropriate music for the next discussion. We're talking about getting stronger, greater power, greater speed. Nothing leads to those attributes better than Olympic lifting. And nobody can teach you Olympic lifting like Will Fleming. How you doing, Will?
Carl, thanks for having me on the show. I'm doing really, really well.
Good. You know, Olympic lifting used to be more of a cult type of a thing. Many of us who have been in the world of powerlifting know about Olympic lifting because some of it is integrated into training. But the reality is that nothing has put Olympic lifting back on the map the way CrossFit has. With one caveat, many CrossFitters who use Olympic lifting don't have good Olympic lifting techniques because they're learning it in CrossFit. And so that has to have sparked a lot of new business for a coach like you who has spent a career in Olympic lifting, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can definitely say that with explosion CrossFit has come an explosion in the interest of Olympic weightlifting. And like you were mentioning, I got into Olympic weightlifting, you know, almost going on 17 years ago when I was just a high school student. And it was like a cult, you know, like we just we were training in a basement. Nobody knew we were down there, and we'd go to competitions and report, you know, nobody was there.
Nobody showed up, right.
Right. Yeah, you know, right. Like my mom and my dad, that's it. But, and, you know, I just got back from the national championships a couple weeks ago, and, you know, there are 500 athletes and 10,000 spectators over a weekend, you know. So, you know, just this incredible explosion. So, yeah, CrossFit has generated a ton of interest in weightlifting. And, you know, kind of the encouraging thing is, you know, there's some technique issues, particularly with the implementation of the lifts, the way you might see it in CrossFit. But there's a lot of people out there who are interested in getting better at the lifts. And it's a fun time to know some stuff about the Olympic lifts.
Okay, so let's talk about this, and then we're going to address the actual lifts themselves, and then we're going to do a special discussion about breathing, which is very, very underestimated in developing power. Would you agree with me, or am I being too critical, that a lot of people who get into CrossFit really aren't executing proper technique in some of these Olympic lifts, and that in and of itself could be damning? It could injure them, or at worst, it could injure them. At best, they'll never be able to handle the kind of weight that they should be able to handle.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. At the worst case and best case scenarios, when you don't learn the lifts correctly, you know, it shouldn't be understated that if you don't do Olympic lifts correctly, like a lot of strength lifts, you know, squats and deadlifts come to mind, you could see some, you know, some injury potential increase a ton, you know. So we would really, really worry about that if people are not learning them correctly. And then certainly if you don't have the form down, there's not a chance that you are going to lift to your potential or you know, snatch or clean and jerk to your potential. And so, you know, I see CrossFit I see the whole idea of CrossFit and the explosion of Olympic lifts as kind of
indicative of a, you know, a broader problem. The more people that try to do something without a great knowledge, the more issues you're going to have.
Well, exactly. Right? So, it's like, remember when you were in school and you played telephone? So you'd start out with a word and 16 kids later, it would be something completely different. So you get a guy who's got loose form and partially improper technique, and he's teaching other people, and they end up with looser form and even worse technique, and it's not even the lift that it's supposed to be.
Exactly. And, you know, that's a great analogy, and that is a problem with kind of a low barrier to entry to starting up a gym. You know, you may be the strongest guy in the gym, so people are asking you for advice, but, you know, you probably have the worst form. You'd have the worst form of anybody at a national level competition or something like that. So, you know, really it's all about the coach, and it's about the originator of that telephone game. The first person who starts teaching people technique. And so if you do get into a place, a gym or a CrossFit box that is, you know, has somebody at the top or somebody who is, very well versed in the Olympic lifts, you're going to see a bunch of good technique around the place. If you end up in one where, you know, the guy took a weekend course and read a book, then he probably isn't going to have the best technique, you know, and everybody in the gym after him is going to have bad technique as well.
Well, and just to belabor the technique just for a second longer, Coach Dan John came on my show probably back in 2007, and we did a show about Lifanoff, the Olympic lifter, mm-hmm. who was famous for front squatting like 450 pounds and then sprinting away, which became the Litvi squat, coined the name. And Coach Dan John came on the show and said technique can actually be up to 80% of the lift. If you don't have your technique right, you could be the strongest guy in the world, but you will not be able to compete. And then you'll have people who are a very, very small stature and body size who are throwing 300 pounds over their head because they focus on technique. Is he off on that, or is that true?
No, I think Coach Dan John is really, really close to being correct. It's, you know, 80-85% of technique. You know, for instance, at the national championships last week, I saw a 14-year-old athlete who weighed 136 pounds do a clean and jerk with 336 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, he set a national record. He set a youth national record, junior national record, and all that kind of stuff with that lift. But obviously, he just had great technique. He'd only been lifting for 3 years, and in talking with his coach, it was really apparent that what they had focused on was using his technique to ultimately unlock this great genetic potential. You know, he had this incredible potential, came from a super athletic family, so they knew that was there, but they spent a significant amount of time, you know, six months to a year in the first year, just going really submaximal weights until they even approached a maximum lift. And so he had this really well-established technique and had no problem, you know, outlifting guys who were probably, you know, 40 to 80 pounds heavier than him.
And for the CrossFitter, what mastering technique can equate to is being able to do a higher volume of work, because when technique is on, you're much more efficient in executing each move. So that means that you can do a lot more work with the same amount of energy, right?
That's absolutely true. And I think that's one thing that's lost sometimes, is there's the idea that, you know, that in long bouts of exercise that some sloppy reps can be accepted. But truthfully, if you have good technique, you're going to, as you fatigue and fatigue more, you'll be able to tap into this technique reserve where you're relying on your own efficiency and not just, you know, the quickest path to completing a repetition. So I think that's a great point, and that is why, you know, when I program for athletes or program for the Olympic weightlifter, you know, that first 6 or 8 weeks is entirely focused on technique when it comes to lifts, but developing strength in other ways. So, you know, maybe we're developing their deadlift strength and their squat strength and exercises that are slightly less technique dependent, you know, just a little easier to teach in a day and then get to working. And then we use really heavy technique cues and focusing on a technique progression so that we can get people super comfortable with the lifts before they, you know, jump into trying to attempt max weights or even, you know, submaximal weights for maximum repetition.
You know, I've never really given Olympic lifting a good, hearty go. I did a little bit of it early on, but due to wrist flexibility and an ego, because I love deadlifting and squatting better because I was able to move more weight than I was in snatches and clean and jerks and so on, I pretty much abandoned it, but I am really wanting to go back to it. And I would say to all of you listening to the show, if you're not doing some form of Olympic lifting as part of your strength and conditioning program, you're missing out on diversity, you're missing out on opportunity, and you're missing out on something that can transfer to all of your other lifts. There's nothing more explosive. I mean, okay, deadlifting is great and squatting is great and you're using maximal effort, but it's not plyometric. It's not explosive. Olympic lifting is explosive. And explosive strength translates to a lot of good things. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, you can go to Will Fleming's website. It's W-I-L Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G.com to learn more. We'll be talking about the most important lifts and then later in the show about how breathing right can actually get you to a new PR. Stay tuned.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel.
clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
While over at Will Fleming, WILFleming.com, sign up for the free video. It's a one-hour clinic on performing the elements, the technical elements of the Olympic lifts we're going to talk about right now. So what are the three most important lifts that people should be learning, Will?
Well, in the Olympic lifts, the traditional lifts are the snatch, the clean, and the jerk. And the clean and jerk is really one lift completed in two parts. So if you were to get into the competition style Olympic lifts, you know, you'd have to learn those to step foot on the platform. But I like to take it back just a step from there and say, you know, if you want to get into Olympic lifts to start with, you know, you just want to add them into your program, probably the best place to start is with doing a variation of the clean and jerk. And I would usually break it up into a power clean, which would mean rather than trying to catch the bar into a full squat, which can lead to a whole host of mobility issues,
right,
where an athlete or, you know, an individual might not possess mobility to get down into a full squat, or may struggle with the, you know, like you said, wrist mobility or shoulder mobility to get the bar to the rack position. I'd start with some variation of a power clean. And then I would go ahead and turn that into like a combination lift, which is a great way, a great style of training. We'll put two big lifts together in one. And so we would do like a power clean plus a front squat. And then you can front squat to whatever depth. You can receive the bar, readjust your feet, you know, feel comfortable, and then squat to that depth. It'll start getting you used to the movement that you would ultimately do if you're going to dive into the competition lifts. But it'll also, it'll be just a great bang for your buck strength exercise, where we're getting that, really explosive type pull, but then adding a little volume to what we would typically do in the squats by adding, you know, a front squat after every single rep. So that'd be the number one place I would start, with the Olympic lifts, is doing something like a power clean plus front squat combination.
Do you show these things in the video that we just plugged with people going and, sign up for the video?
Yeah, that video is actually, it's actually a really cool, presentation that I did on the technique. So we actually break it down step by step as if this would be exactly how I would teach you, how to do the lifts if you were to come into my gym. So, you know, we sit down, we talk about each position, you know, how we would do it. I use a top down model. So, you know, the Olympic lifts are pretty complex thing. So the way I like to teach it, and it's like a whole part whole method. So we'll go over the whole thing, what we're trying to accomplish, some of the conceptual type things, you know, even, you know, talking a little bit, about, you know, the center of gravity of the bar and how you're trying to control that, right? So we take this big concept, then we break it down to each part, and we do the parts from the top down. So the very first thing we're going to do is address something like the top position, the rack position, where the bar is going to end up. So you kind of know that destination. And then we go through really simple steps to where, you know, you are doing an Olympic lift from the floor, whether it's a snatch or the clean and jerk. The teaching progression almost mirrors one another to a T. So we break it down to each piece. And honestly, I'm kind of maybe making it sound a little over complex. But this is something that we do in 20 or 30 minutes when we're in the gym. So we have somebody come in, they're going to work on the Olympic lifts. We'll break this down, and each technique piece will be done over the course of 10 or 15 minutes. You know, maybe 30 minutes later, we're doing a full lift. So it's actually, you know, there's a very big investment in terms of how intently you are trying to learn at the start. But then, you know, once we have a piece of lift, then we can start training with it. Like you said, we have this foundation of technique that we can build on. And, you know, just like anything, it's a constant give and take. That's one thing that I would say is really valuable in terms of Olympic lifting, is having a pair of eyes, whether they're a really great coach or a good training partner, or even your own video camera or something like that, where you can do a couple lifts, take a look, have somebody give you some feedback. And that's probably one of the most satisfying parts of the Olympic lifts, is that you can improve technically, but you can also improve by strength. So you have this constant improvement where a weight that was used to be you would struggle with or it didn't look great, now you did it and it was quite a bit easier, or the technique just looked prettier, and so you have this constant improvement. And that's one of the biggest benefits that I think the Olympic lifts have, particularly for the kind of semi-competitive man or male or female who wants to really challenge themselves, because you're going to be challenging yourself technically and physically through the lifts.
Do you think men more likely than women go too heavy too soon? Should they start out with just the bar or the bar and, the Olympic, if you're using bumper plates, they're all the same size, so you can start out some really light plates?
Yeah, exactly. I would say you're right. Men that I deal with typically say, all right, I got it, let's load the weight up. And really, there needs to just be a period of adjustment. You're going to get, when your body's learning a new skill, you're going to get so much feedback that it's going to be very, it'll actually, even though it might not be muscularly fatiguing, it might not feel like, that 500-pound back squat, but it is so fatiguing mentally, because you're trying to absorb so many new things, so many new pieces of, proprioceptive input as the bar is moving around you and whatnot. So I'd say load it up with something fairly light. Most men can handle, 10 kilogram bumpers on either side, and start there and spend some time there. Maybe it's your first two or three times trying the Olympic lift. Maybe it's your first month or something like that. But spend some time on those lighter weights and let the challenge of refining technique really drive you. You can still lift the heavy weights. I'm not saying replace everything with, 40 kilogram clean and jerks or 90 pound clean and jerks. I'm saying add those in, to a program that also has, your back squats, your deadlifts, your, shoulder press, your bench press, all that kind of stuff, and just see the athletic, and movement improvements you're going to make, because you'll immediately be recruiting more, motor units as we try to, move explosively and all that kind of stuff.
With the explosive movement, is it wiser to depend on proprioception and train facing a wall and not get visual feedback from a mirror, you think, when you're just learning these moves?
That's a really good question. I've done both, and I've seen value in both training against a mirror and training without a mirror. My first coaches were very adamant that we never look towards the mirror, because we would be, we'd be too wrapped up in it. It would almost tie up your sensory input, because you're seeing it as it's happening as opposed to trying to feel it. But when you're training alone, using a mirror, using your phone set up and recording a couple reps and then going and looking at them afterwards, that kind of input just right after the fact is probably a little more valuable, because everything's happened so quickly in the Olympic lifts. I mean, the point is to lift weight quickly and explosively. And sometimes, particularly when you're new, tying up your sensory input with seeing this visual feedback at the same time, it won't help you. It can only hurt you. But as you become, more adept at the lift, yeah, you can definitely take a look at maybe your start position and your finish position and get some input. Like, okay, that looks off. Here's how I can change that. So, there's benefits and drawbacks to both, but you make a really good point that it is difficult with the mirror in front of you to try and, process everything that's going on.
We're going to take a break. In the meantime, what I want everybody to do is go to Will's website, willfleming.com, willfleming.com, and download the free training video so you can get started on your own work on your Olympic lifting technique. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how breathing can help you reach your next PR. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable. But getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Will Fleming. We're talking about Olympic lifting for greater power, strength, and speed. We're going to cover a specific topic that translates to all aspects of strength and conditioning training. It's something that I've been fixated on as of the past 5 or 6 months now, and that's breathing. So, Will, is it an exaggeration to think that by focusing on getting your breathing right, you could actually break some of your own personal records?
No, it is not an exaggeration. It's been something that I've been focused on over the past 6 months to a year as well. And I've just seen such tremendous results with focusing on my breathing in and out of training sessions, and those, and also tremendous results with my athletes and clients, that I just think that it might be the biggest untapped thing that we think we're doing, but we're not doing correctly.
Has breathing become compromised because of our desire to have washboard abs?
You know, I think that that's a contributor, you know. I think that people are a little less focused on the core as a whole. And so when I'm thinking about core, I'm thinking about that entire canister that resides from your rib cage down to your pelvis. That would include your rectus abdominis, you know, and include your obliques, your low back, your diaphragm, and your pelvic floor. So that entire canister, and most people get really focused on, you know, just the front side. They just want to see their six-pack start coming out, and they neglect some of the other pieces of the puzzle.
How important is the diaphragm in all of this? I mean, really understanding how the diaphragm works and maximizing its ability to do its job.
Well, I don't think that the influence of the diaphragm can be overstated in terms of performance and health. The diaphragm, if you look at it, you know, it goes all the way, you know, from your rib cage, and, you know, some of its fascial attachments go all the way down into the sacrum. So you're talking about, you know, 2/3 of your torso, has some attachment to the diaphragm. So it's a huge muscle, and a huge area of tissue that we can tap into. And all too often we're not. You know, you would see the common kind of threat breathing where someone is breathing up through their neck and chest. Their neck's constantly tight. They have headaches. They, you know, all that kind of stuff. And really that simple pain, like aspect of pain, is indicative of a problem. They're just not, you know, using their diaphragm. And so, you know, that's a great place to start, is just teaching people how to use their diaphragm in everyday life and in periods of rest, so that then when they go to tap into that core power, that diaphragm is not only a respirator, but it's used to also being a stabilizer as well.
Right.
So if we only have it, if we don't use it as a respirator, we're not going to be able to use it as a stabilizer. But if we can use it as a respirator most of the time, just, you know, through our normal everyday, you know, taking those type of belly breaths that expand the rib cage, not elevate the rib cage, we can tap into it and get that super strong core that is braced all the way around, up and down, and, you know, side to side, when we have the diaphragm as a stabilizer as well.
Is it true that squat mobility and shoulder positioning can all be attributed to improper breathing technique?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, when you think about the diaphragm, if someone has an extended posture where their ribs are up, their low back is kind of arched, that rib cage is out of position, and then when we go to move the arm overhead, the scapula can't move around the rib cage well, and you get limited shoulder range of motion. Same thing goes when we go into, if they're in that extended posture and they haven't been using their diaphragm, and we try to go into a squat position, their pelvis is out of alignment, and they're going to be limited by, you know, the bony contact of the pelvis and not be able to get good enough depth. So if we flip that kind of that model from extended posture to one where it's stacked with a rib cage, you know, you can imagine it's directly above the pelvis, and the vertebrae are just lined right on top of one another and not arched, then we're gonna have a position where the torso, you know, the limbs around the torso, the legs and the arms, can move very freely because the torso is in the position that it should be.
This became very apparent to me About a year and a half ago, I started doing something. I love the power squat machine. Have you ever seen the power squat machine? It's a plate-loaded machine.
Yeah,
okay. So I started to experiment with something called baroreflex. And right after a really, really heavy set of, you know, more than two reps, I would get off the machine and I would become immediately lightheaded, which is not, you know, unusual for someone who's lifting very, very heavy weight. So I started doing something new. I called it wearing the weight. Upon my last rep, I would stand there, completely erect, and wear the weight until I could feel my heart recover under the load, and then I would rack it and step out from under the machine, and I would have no issues with lightheadedness. But I discovered something. When you've got 500 pounds or more on your shoulders, bearing down on you, in order to breathe, you have to let your belly out. Because you can't breathe, you can't breathe and raise your shoulders up. And that's when I discovered that with a load on me, I breathe differently than without a load on me. And that's when I started to think about breathing. So what's the proper way to breathe? Well, you know what? We're going to take this break early. When we come out of this break, we're going to take it 2 minutes early. I want you to tell people the proper way to breathe, kind of a primer that will influence their ability to lift more weight in the gym. We're talking with Will Fleming. His website is willfleming.com, W-I-L-Fleming.com. And you can get a free video on technically executing Olympic lifts there. Check it out. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic.
This onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenoir on Superhuman Radio.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Will Fleming. His website is Will, W-I-L, Fleming.com. Okay, you buy a lot of supplements. You do a lot of things to increase your strength in the gym. What if you realized or found out that if you breathed differently, you could be stronger? Well, Will's going to give us a little bit of the Reader's Digest version. So how should I be breathing? Let's take a couple different movements. Let's take the squat, for instance, since this one seems to possess some of the most challenging effects on being able to breathe.
Yeah, of course. So, when we talk about breathing, I'm thinking about a way to better engage my core. So if I can better engage the muscles of the trunk, so including, everything that attaches from the rib cage to the hips, anything within there, if I can engage it better, I'm going to have an opportunity to create more power, exhibit more strength in my lifts and whatnot. So the first step is learning, what that core should look like. Most people are kind of tilted. Their pelvis is tilted forward. We have that anterior tilted pelvis. And so now if you look at that, you tilt your pelvis down, you can imagine the front edge of your pelvis is lower, the back edge of your pelvis is higher. So your abs on the front side are stretched, and so they're a little less strong. So the easy analogy is your core is like a canister, or just like a canned grocery goods. And so if a can is bent on the back side, it's vented in on the backside and the front side bulging out.
Right.
You'd imagine that that front side is stretched, so it's less strong than it needs to be. So
yeah.
First things first, we got to get that pelvis directly underneath us. So sometimes that means, kind of squeezing the glutes so that the hips are below us. So we have a neutral pelvis. Our can is stacked neatly on top of itself. And then we brace the core. So, for me, that bracing idea is, far superior to anything like hollowing or even flexing the abs. So
right.
Bracing the abs for, as if an MMA fighter is about to punch you in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So once we have that brace intact, now we can truly think about the breath. So that brace initially is going to engage, the front of the core. It's going to engage the obliques. It's going to engage the backside and the erectors. And now we're going to engage the top and bottom of the core, the top of the can and the bottom of the can, the diaphragm and the pelvic floor. So what I want to think about then is taking this deep belly breath into my stomach, inflating through my nose, breath in, stomach inflates, and now I have the highest amount of pressure that I can in my core, and I'm going to have, a really solid linkage.
In fact, pulling the air in using your belly, as opposed to raising your chest, actually creates more strength in the core, does it not?
Exactly, yeah. So pulling that breath into the belly, inflating through the stomach, is going to stack everything on top of it, and we're going to be able to transfer the power from our legs through the bar on our back. And so that big belly breath through the nose is going to be that final piece of the puzzle to get the core entirely engaged and be able to exhibit as much strength as possible.
Now, should the chest come up a little bit? I mean, I'm assuming it has to move a little bit if the If you think of the belly as a part of a sphere, if it's growing out east and west, it's going to grow up north and south as well.
Yeah, so, you know, a true diaphragmatic breath is not just going to go to the belly, right? So it's not just going to go forward and back. It's also going to expand out because, you know, the diaphragm is pulling down and it's making the rib cage expand. So, yes, the volume of your chest will ultimately expand. It probably won't go up. We're not going to see it shrug the shoulders necessarily,
right.
But we'll see an expansion of the chest as well. But for most people, the idea of a belly breath is a little more vivid than trying, you know, because if I say expand your chest, a lot of people still breathe up and into the chest,
right. Using
their neck, using their mouth, and all that kind of stuff. And then we have all the problems that can go along with that.
You know, and again, I come back to the whole ab phenomenon. But so many of us walk around with an inflexible abdominal compartment because we want to have washboard abs everywhere we go, that we lose mobility in the abdominal muscles, and that translates to an unusual or artificial style of breathing where we breathe high into the chest, raising the shoulders, in order to get a breath. And that is not the way. If you look at an animal breathe, you see its belly moving and you don't see its chest expanding and contracting.
Right. The only time you would be, the chest expanding and contracting, that's only when somebody's under threat. You know, that's a result of, the sympathetic nervous system, perceiving something as a threat. It's part of the flight or fight response. So that's when people go into that. And so
you know what that tells me, Will? That a countermeasure to overreacting would be to focus on making sure that you continue to breathe through your gut and through instead of your chest and not allow that fight or flight phenomenon take hold too soon. I bet you, cause we always hear about, guys who are cool under pressure. Well, maybe one of the aspects of learning how to be cool under pressure is learning how to control your breathing under pressure.
That's true. Absolutely. 100% agree.
Okay, so I'm sorry I cut you off because I wanted to get that out there.
Oh, no problem. You know, going the next step, if we talk about, that flight or fight and kind of bringing yourself back down, it's probably the best way to start recovery. If you want to train hard tomorrow, you got to recover from today's training session. And so, learning to breathe through your belly in those instances, after a session even, that's equally important. So, we get the body into the rest and digest system and not the flight or fight, and we have an opportunity to recover and go hard again tomorrow, So.
Well, this is what has been more the focus of my more recent, fascination with breathing. So I've been experimenting and have a couple friends at the gym experimenting with in between sets, taking very, very long, deep, breath, allowing the stomach to do the breathing as you're talking about. But there's a phenomenon when the gut and the chest expand as far as they can. It's almost like a yawning feeling. And this triggers vasodilation and also triggers relaxation, which is opposite from Valsalva. And this is something that I've been experimenting with. In between sets, if you focus on deep breathing through the belly, in between sets, and focus on your breathing instead of talking with your buddies or checking out the girl who's doing stiff leg deadlifts in shorts, you're ready for your next set. You're stronger for your next set.
That's 100% true. Absolutely. We do the same sort of thing. We'll even tie like a mobility drill in there and say, hey, you're going to do this mobility drill, and we're not going to time it. We're not going to do reps. We're going to do number of breaths into your belly.
Very, very good. What about the bench press and lifts like that? Is it the same thing?
Almost exactly the same thing. I think the deadlift and certainly the Olympic lift, as you pull off the floor, we're trying to create that same stability through the core. Bench press, same sorts of things. So we're creating more stability through the core throughout the lift. And so we approach it the same way. We're bracing hard and then trying to take that breath into the stomach. So we create this really tight and rigid system that we can move our limbs about.
Give me some anecdotal information about people that you've worked with and you've said, look, we're going to focus on your breathing. I'm watching your breathing. It's wrong. Let's get it right. And then after X amount of sessions, of focusing on their breathing, what happens to their lifts?
You know, some anecdotal stuff would be, you know, when we started including the mobility work that's based around breaths, or even just simple breathing stuff, lying on your stomach, doing a crocodile breath where you lie on your stomach, hands under your chin, and you just try and breathe into your stomach and feel your lower back move away from the ground. Immediately upon returning to the next exercise, they have greater mobility. So, you know, we're able to squat deeper. We're able to reach a deadlift that's on the floor as opposed to one that might be elevated on some pins or something like that.
Right.
And then, you know, taking breathing into a new lift, we've seen deadlift PRs by, you know, 20, 25 pounds in immediate feedback. Here's how to breathe. Here's what we're going to do. Boom, they pull a PR. So, you know, it's not even necessarily weeks. You know, the things that we see on like a weekly and monthly basis is pain going away. People who come in with shoulder pain, hip pain, low back pain, anything like that, we teach them how to breathe correctly. The pain has, you know, literally disappeared from their daily lives.
We only have a couple minutes left in the interview. You have a podcast, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a podcast on iTunes 2 times weekly.
What's it called?
It's called The Performance Podcast, and I host it along with Robert Dos Remedios, who is a strength coach. It was NSCA Strength Coach of the Year in 2006. Really smart guy, written a couple books for men's health called Men's Health Power Training and Cardio Strength Training. Two really popular books that have done super well. And we just talk about things related to, you know, higher human performance, whether that's athletic performance, performance in CrossFit, you know, adult-type performance pursuits where people are talking about, you know, doing an adult sport or whatever. We talk to coaches and the athletes about how to improve performance.
And you know what another advantage of learning how to Olympic lift is?
What's that?
You can use the word snatch in public and not be embarrassed.
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah, I had to get that out. Listen, it's been great having you on the show, Will.
Carl, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for giving me an opportunity to come on your show.
Absolutely. Go to Will Fleming. It's 1L, WILFleming.com, and download your free video on how to technically execute these Olympic lifts properly. Also, thanks to Rob Regish for coming on for the Blueprint Power Hour. And thank you to all of you for listening to the show today. And we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.